Today we're building an advanced break roll in Ableton Live 12 with that pirate radio energy, old school jungle attitude, and gritty ravey drum and bass pressure. This is not just about making the drums busier. We're composing an energy curve. A proper break roll can lift a drop, disguise a transition, fake out the listener, or inject urgency into a 16-bar phrase. The trick is to make it feel intentional, like the drums are being pushed through a worn-out FM transmitter at 3 a.m. not just chopped into chaos. Start by choosing a break with real character. You want something with a strong snare, a few ghost hits, some hat movement, and enough attitude to carry the phrase. Classic sources like an amen, a think break, or a dusty one-bar funk loop all work well. Drag it into an audio track and warp it to your project tempo, ideally somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM. Set warp mode to beats and keep the transient handling tight so the break stays punchy and natural. The first advanced decision is this. Don't start by making the break faster. Start by finding the best bar of the sample. Pick the section that has a clear snare and a bit of space around it. That original micro groove is the soul of jungle. If you flatten it too early with hard quantizing, the roll loses that push-pull feel that makes it breathe. Now slice the break into playable hits. You can use sliced a new MIDI track, or load it into simpler in slice mode. Slice by transients, keep the sensitivity medium-high, and shorten the envelope so each hit stays clean and tight. This turns the break into a performance instrument instead of a fixed loop. That matters because now you can reorder accents, repeat hits, and shape the phrase like a drummer with a very short attention span. Before you go full roll mode, build a bass groove. Keep the main snare placement readable, usually locking around 2 and 4, and let the kicks and ghost notes support the movement. Use velocity as part of the composition. Main hits should be strong, ghost notes should stay softer, and little hat fragments can sit in the middle. This is one of the big secrets of convincing jungle phrasing. Velocity is not just realism, it's arrangement. If the groove needs a little extra movement, add a touch of groove pull swing, but keep it subtle. You want the break to feel human, not lazy. And if the source break already has swing, don't overquantize it. Let the original character survive. Now we start increasing density in layers. Don't slam everything into 1/16 THS all at once. That usually sounds generic. Instead, think in stages. First, keep the skeleton of the break intact. Then add repeat notes around the snare. Then add some 1/32 bursts for urgency. Then maybe throw in a reverse slice or a little stutter before the next phrase. The goal is to make the roll feel like it's escalating. A good way to think about it is this. Layer 1 is the original break, layer 2 is the filled detail, layer 3 is the pressure, and layer 4 is the surprise. If every hit is equally important, nothing feels important. So separate impact from detail. Let the snare and key accents do the talking, and use the tiny slices as connective tissue. For arrangement, you can escalate the density over 2-bar or 4-bar chunks. Start sparse, then add hats and ghosts. Then introduce snare repeats and faster kick movement, then arrive at a near full roll with tension effects. That climb is what gives the phrase motion. It feels like the drums are gathering speed on purpose. Once the pattern is working, shape it with processing. Put the break or drum rack through drum bus first. Use drive gently, maybe around 5 to 15%, and keep boom subtle unless the break really needs extra weight. Crunch can add useful edge, but keep it controlled. Then add saturator with soft clip-on, and just enough drive to glue the hits together without flattening them. If the roll gets too spiky, a light glue compressor can help weld the transients into one phrase. Aim for only a few dB of gain reduction. The point is cohesion, not crushing. Also pay attention to stereo and low-end discipline. Use utility if the break is getting too wide or messy. In darker DNB, you want the roll to have energy, but you still need the sub and kick space to stay clean. If necessary, split the drum bus into low and high bands so you can keep the bottom steady and treat the top end more aggressively. This is where the pirate radio character really comes alive. Automation. Put auto filter on the drum bus and automate the cutoff across the roll. A low pass opening or closing over 4 or 8 bars can instantly create tension. Start slightly muffled, then slowly open things up, or do the reverse if you want a more choking, unstable feel. Add a bit of resonance for bite, but don't overdo it. You want pressure, not squeal. Pitch automation can also be a killer move. In simpler or on the clip itself, nudge the final 1 or 2 hits up a few semitones for a lift, or pitch a reverse slice down for a falling tension effect. Keep it subtle. The best pitch moves are the ones you feel before you consciously notice them. For extra atmosphere, Add a short echo or reverb send on only a few selected fills. Keep the repeats filtered and dark. That gives you the sense of a signal bouncing around a room or over a rough transmitter, without washing out the rhythm. A tiny bit of space on just the final bar can make the whole build feel much bigger. Now think like an arranger, not just a beatmaker. A break roll should answer the bass, not fight it. If the reese is doing something heavy, let the drums create tension around it. If the bass drops out or simplifies, that's your moment for the roll to take center stage. In a strong DNB arrangement, the drums and bass are having a conversation. It's call and response, not constant competition. That's why it helps to write the roll as a phrase event. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are open and groovy. Bars 5 to 8 get denser. Bars 9 to 12 let the roll dominate while the bass steps back, and bars 13 to 16 peak hard into the drop. That structure makes the track feel deliberate and DJ ready. Once the roll feels good in context, resample it to audio. This is a big advanced move because it gives you more control and makes the performance into a compositional object. Record the bus, then consolidate your best one or two bar moments. You can reverse little slices, trim out the strongest snare tail for transition use, or make alternate versions for fills and fake outs. Add warp markers if needed, and use fades for smoother micro edits. Resampling also lets you create multiple versions quickly. Make one dry version, one filtered tension version, and one nasty pre-drop version with a bit more distortion and FX. That way, you're not rebuilding the same idea from scratch every time the arrangement needs a switch up. A few things to watch out for. Don't over-quantize the break until it sounds robotic. Don't pile too many low-end hits into the roll. Don't distort the whole drum bus so hard that the transients disappear. And don't make every build sound identical. Even a tiny change in the last two bars can make a massive difference. If you want a darker, heavier result, try layering a second break quietly underneath the main one. Let one break provide attitude and the other provide punch. Or duplicate the bus and process the copy as a parallel grime layer with heavier saturation and a low-pass filter. Blend it in quietly under the clean version. That can add a grimy pirate radio smear without destroying clarity. Here's a great teacher check. If the roll still feels urgent when you turn the volume down, it's probably arranged well. If it only feels exciting because it's loud and distorted, go back and improve the phrasing, velocity, and density changes. As a quick practice approach, set yourself a 15-minute challenge. Find one break, slice it into a drum rack, write a simple bar with a clear snare identity, duplicate it, add 1/16 or 1/32 stutters in the second bar, automate auto-filter across the two bars, add a bit of drum bus and saturator, then resample the result. Make one alternate version with a reversed final hit or a pitch-up fill, and compare them. Pick the one that feels most like it could actually lead into a jungle drop. The big takeaway is this. A great break roll is a composed energy curve. It starts with a break that already has personality, then uses slicing, velocity, density, filtering, compression, and arrangement to push that personality forward. If you protect the downbeat, control the low end, and let the phrase evolve, you'll get that unmistakable old-school DNB and pirate radio urgency. So think motion, not loop. Pressure, stumble, recover, surge, that's the vibe. And when the roll lands right, the drop doesn't just hit harder, it feels earned.